paragraph Vav. I apologize for a cold that I have that's making the voice a little bit less enjoyable to hear than another time, maybe in the coughing. Ki kol ma she'ovar al Yisrael b'yitzias Mitzrayim v'kabolas ha'toira. Because every single thing that the Jewish people experienced upon leaving Egypt and receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, v'achakach, and everything they went through afterwards in 40 years in the desert, v'chol ha'milchomois lichboi sheretz Yisrael, and all the battles that they waged to try to conquer Eretz Yisrael, v'chol ma'ashover aleinu achakach, and everything that we went through afterwards, after we succeeded in evicting those the kings that were there and the nations that were there, hakol kasher lakol over al kol odom sheroitze lizkois l'chayei olam. All of that, every single aspect of that, a Jew who makes a decision that they want to be zeuche toilam haba, they want to serve Hashem properly, they are going to experience all of those tsaras, all of that suffering, and all those persecutions, everything that the Jews went through during all of that time. Shebehechrich sheyavar olav kama minei milchomois belishir. The person must go through many, many battles, countless battles. And every single time that the person wants to try to be better, to improve, and to serve Hashem well, to daven with kavana, to learn, the opposition gets stronger. Especially when the person's in their early stages of trying to come close to Hashem, as it was when the Jews left Egypt. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu arrived on the scene to engage Paroi and to tell him, I'm here to take the Jews out of Egypt, his gara bohem b'yoser. Paroi got stronger, got even worse. The Omar, his response was, Tichbad ho'avoida. You think they're suffering now? I'm going to make things much worse for them. They're going to have to do the same heavy construction, but this time I'm not going to give them the materials to do it. They're going to have to make the bricks themselves. And still they're going to have to satisfy the same quotas as they had before when we gave them bricks. Ki hasitra achra, because the other side, kisheroya shebo tzadik emes, b'chinas Moshe, when it sees that a true tzaddik of the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu comes along, v'roitze lohoitzi isha Yisraeli migolus nafshoi, and the tzaddik wants to help release a Jew from his own personal exile, hu mizgare u mizgabro lov yoyser v'yoyser. The Yetzer says, oh, that's what he wants to do? I'll show him who's boss. I'll show him who's in control of this Jew here. U'machbidolov oil ho'ilam hazeh v'hataivois v'parnosam. And the Yetzer turns up the heat. Which heat? The heat of olam hazeh, of this physical world. And the Yetzer multiplies the difficulties, whatever difficulties that person had until then, whatever struggles to earn a livelihood, or other problems that the person had, the Yetzer suddenly floors the gas and makes it worse. All the problems start being thicker and worse and more difficult. To the point where the person feels like they're wearing cement shoes and they can't move. This person who wants to run, he wants to run away from his previous life, he wants to run to Hashem, suddenly he feels weighed down by all of these difficulties, all the problems that the Yetzer Hara has suddenly compounded against him. Aval derech Yisrael am kodosh. However, what is the path of the Jewish people? Shehim toifsim umnes avoseim biyodeim. That when we find ourselves in this kind of situation, we grab onto what our forefathers did when they were in trouble. Ubechol pam heim tsoyakim al Hashem. And every single time we cry out to Hashem. And by doing that, we weaken Paroi and all of his armies, meaning the Yetzer Hara and all of his armies. We weaken them. We keep punching at them again and again with our tefillah. But even though we keep beating them down, they keep coming back. They don't just walk away. They don't just lie down and play dead. They keep coming back. Repeatedly, again and again. Just like Paroi. Every time that Paroi got hit with one of the 10 plagues, he seemed to play dead. He seemed to say, okay, you win. I see. However, a short while later, he came back even stronger. As the Pasuk says there in Parshas Vo'era and Bo, Vayechzak Lev Paroi, that Paroi hardened his heart. Vayachbedes Liboy, he toughened himself. Vafilu Achar Shehevi Hashem Yisporach Olaves Kol Ho Eser Makois. And even after Hashem had clobbered him with all 10 plagues, V'huchruch lohitzi es Yisrael m'Mitzrayim, and Paroi was forced to release the Jews from Egypt. Chozar v'kibetz kol chayeloisov. He went ahead again and regrouped and gathered all of his armies. V'rota v'achrem, and he's chasing after the Jews. He won't stop. U'chemoikein mamish oiver al kol odom b'chol zman. This exact scenario plays itself out regarding each and every single one of us in every single generation. And each and every one of us can understand this, can realize this, if we analyze our own personal situation, if we review what we went through and what we're going through in trying to leave our Mitzrayim and come close to Hashem. How each and every one of us experiences many ups and downs, many times. All of this comes from that place, meaning Bechinas Golos Mitzrayim. It's all coming from the Egyptian exile. Ki Iker HaGolos Hu Golos HaNefesh. Because when we talk about exile, when we talk about the Jewish people experiencing exile, the real exile is the spiritual exile that a Jew goes through. The fact that we find ourselves in countries, in foreign countries, that's a problem to a degree. But the real problem is when the Jewish soul finds itself in exile, it finds itself in a foreign place, surrounded by tumah and all kinds of forces that are trying to block it from realizing its true success. V'chol ha-golios mechunim b'shem Mitzrayim. The Medrash tells us that all the different exiles that the Jewish people experienced, the nickname for all of them is Mitzrayim, miloshen Meitzar. Meitzar means a person finds himself in a constriction. V'chol ze nimshach me'inyin ha-nemar b'hasichos hanal. And all of this is based on the discussion in Likutei Moran that we're referring to, that we said that this halacha is based on, which is in chapter 72, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Torah Ayin Beis. Sheyesh kamo b'chinois b'yetzahara, whereby Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that there are many different types of yetzahara. And from all the assorted types of Yetzirah that there are, and from all the different powers that the Yetzirah possesses, Mishom Nimshach Kol Zeh. That's the source of all of this. The fact that every single time the Yetzirah keeps coming back. And even after the Jewish people had already received the Torah on Har Sinai, whereby the Gemara tells us that the tumah that Adam and Chava had brought upon themselves from the Eitz Hadas and continued throughout the generations until Matan Torah was terminated on Har Sinai. It all came to an end. The Jews were freed completely from that tumah. And the Jewish people at that point were actually freed from the angel of death. Supposedly that curse of death was gone at that point when the Jews had received the Torah on Har Sinai. V'zochu l'kedusha niflo v'nayro, and we were zeche to an incredible, awesome level of holiness. Afal pikein, despite that, hisgara bohem achar kach, the Yetzirah came back for another round. At shehechti k'tzosam b'chetu egel, to the point where he succeeded in getting many of us to fall into the sin of the golden calf. Now Rav Nosson says, v'had tovor pele mo'oid. But this is such an incredible thing. This is so strange. Me'ayin nimshach zois. Where does this come from? She'achrei she'posko zu'amosom. That after the Torah tells us that the zu'amo, the filth, the stain of the Eitz Hadas, and all the tumah was stopped. It came to a screeching halt at Har Sinai. It was finished. V'zochu l'nevuas ponim b'ponim. And the Jewish people were zochu to such a level of closeness to Hashem that we saw Hashem face to face. How could it be that yiplu achar kach kol kach? How could it be that shortly afterwards we should take such a tremendous fall? Ach kol ze nimshach me'inyan hanal. However, all of this is based on what we mentioned earlier. Sheyesh kamo b'chinois b'yetzahara. That there are many different types of Yetzahara. And there are many different assorted powers that the Yetzahara has. It's not like it's one opponent, and once you punch him out, you knock him out, okay, you won, it's all over. Baloney. There's so many different facets to this Yetzirah. And the fact that you punched out one of them, there's still 10,000 other ones that you have to contend with. Vafilu tzadikim gedoilim v'noiroim, yesh lohem Yetzirah shu malach hakodesh. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran that even the great, awesome tzadikim who have succeeded in defeating thousands of Yetzirahs, they've gotten rid of all of their Taivas Rois and Midas Rois and everything. Still, even they still have a Yetzirah. They still have opposition. They still have an evil inclination, which in their case is in the form of a holy angel. It's not in the nonsense that regular Jews experience, a desire to eat excess food or a desire to look at things you're not supposed to look at. It's nothing like that. Their Yetzirah, the Yetzirah of these great tzaddikim, is a malach kodesh, a very holy angel, that tries to get these tzaddikim to make mistakes on their level. Umishom nimshach kol hanisyonos hamavuorim batoira. And that's the source and the cause of all the tests that the Jewish people experience that we find in the Torah. Shenisu avoseinu es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereby our forefathers tested Hashem. They kept angering Hashem and aggravating Hashem. Ki af al pi sheze ha-yetzor shel ha-tzadikim u-bechinas malach ha-kodosh mamish, because Rav Nosson Zal explains now, even though Rabbeinu Zal tells us that the Yetzirah of these great tzadikim is a very holy angel, and it only manifests itself in the form of a midas hadin, a very high-level holy midas hadin, that these tzaddikim have not yet succeeded in sweetening and eliminating. Afal pikein, despite that, gam hatzaddikim she'enam zoichem lahamdik elu adinim u'leshaber zeh yetzor shumalach kodesh, even these great tzaddikim, as long as they have not yet succeeded in being mamtik all the dinim, and they haven't succeeded in totally defeating this holy angel that's opposing them, yochoil achar kach lehizgara bohem kol kach, the Yetzirah has the ability afterwards to mess up these great tzaddikim and to do battle against them to such a point, at sheyapiloisom mo'oid chasashom, to the point where he could even get these great tzaddikim to take a major, major fall. Chas v'shalom. V'yata oysam Hashem Yisborach, and cause them to make mistakes, all kinds of mistakes, which result in their turning away from Hashem. V'yisa oysam oid, and cause them to be lost, to go lost, you know, wandering around, not knowing which way is up. Kamoshetoas Begel, as we find the Jewish people who are on such a high level. We just said that they were all Zeche Tenevuah, to be prophets, to see Hashem face to face. And despite that, they were able to take such a major spill of falling into worshipping an idol, worshipping the golden calf. Lule Moshe, were it not for Moshe Rabbeinu, She'omad Baperetz, who stood at the breach in the fence, Vo'itzio Mizeh, and he extricated the Jews from this fall, from the golden calf, V'chiper Badom, and he succeeded in atoning for us. V'chein Ovru Koheno V'Koheno Al Kama Gedolim. And so too, similar experiences were experienced by many great Jews. Shohu Gedolim B'Malo, who are on very high levels. V'Aharkach Noflu Moed Rachmon Atzlan. And then afterwards, they took major falls. We have an example in the Gemara of the Rebbe of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir, one of the greatest Tanoim in the Gemara, had a rabbi whose name was Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya, who was one of the Tanoim. Imagine, the Rebbe of Rabbi Meir. And then the Gemara tells us at one point he became an apikoris and he committed all kinds of terrible sins. V'chol zeh nimshach mibechinas hanal. And all of this is based on what we explained earlier. The fact that there are so many different types of Yetzirah and there are so many different levels of Yetzirah. And even though a person engaged the Yetzirah hundreds of times and won, it don't mean that it's over yet. The person still has more battles to go through and the person is still in a sakana. The person can still fall, chas v'shalom. V'yal kenom rabbi senazal, this is why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, V'yal tamin b'yatzmecho ad yoim moischa. Do not trust yourself until the day you die. It's famous that Rabbi Nazal once saw a particular tzaddik on his deathbed, that mamash he was about to pass away, and the tzaddik snapped his fingers like that. And he said, Ibigespringen, I made it. Ibigespringen means I jumped over the river like and I made it to the other side. Meaning that this tzaddik was remembering what he had gone through in his life, all the tests and everything, and he was at this point, he was mamish about to leave the physical world, and he was saying, Baruch Hashem, I made it, still religious, still believe in Hashem, still, you know. Al kein, therefore, tzrichin tomid litzoik el Hashem. A Jew has to always be in the habit of crying out to Hashem, begging Hashem for help. In all the battles and all the suffering and all the conflicts that we have, ula salik ula hashlach meitoy kol hachochmos, and to remove from oneself all the intellectual nonsense, shemehem kol hakola bilbulim, which many times are what cause the confusion in the person's mind, rak leilech beemes ubetmimus. But rather for the person to try to follow Hashem with the utmost of simplicity and sincerity. Va'oz. And if a person will follow that path, lo'olam lo'yimoit, the person will never stray. The person will never, chas v'shalom, fall away. Ki tze'oko utfilois utchinois ubakoshois mo'ilim tomit. Because crying out to Hashem, and davening, and begging, and pleading Hashem in all different forms, that always helps. Yiyeh ech sheyeh, no matter what. No matter what kind of problem, no matter what kind of predicament, no matter how many times the person has fallen, no matter how angry Hashem is at the person, tefillah always helps. There's a joke that in Yiddish, the word help is help, tzehelfen. Tzehelfen, I mentioned, is to help a person. The word tefillah, tuf pei lamed hei, if you look at it backwards, makes the word helft. Tefillah helps all the time.